Welcome to Grace Baptist Church in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Thank you for joining us on Sunday evening, April the 22nd, 2012.
Tonight we're starting a little early, just do a little prelude music tonight, and Tina's going to help me tonight. So if you'd like to sing along with us, we'd love for you to join us in special service tonight as we pray together and worship together in song. Above all,
above all powers, above all kings, above all nature and all created things, above all wisdom and all the ways of man, you were there before the world began. Above all kingdoms, above all thrones, above all the world has ever known, above all wealth and treasures of the earth, there's no way to measure what you're worth. Crucified, laid behind the stone, we live to die, rejected and alone, like a rose trampled on the ground, you took the fall and thought of me above all.
Sing it with us again.
Above all powers, above all kings, above all nature and all created things, above all wisdom and all the ways of man, you were here before the world began. Above all kingdoms, above all thrones, above all the world has ever known, above all wealth and treasures of the earth, there's no way to measure what you're worth. Crucified, laid behind a stone, you live to die, rejected and alone, like a rose trampled on the ground, you took the fall and thought of me above all. And you were crucified, laid behind a stone, you lived to die, rejected and alone, like a rose trampled on the ground, you took the fall and thought of me above all.
Would you stand with me as we sing the next song together? Wonderful, so wonderful is your unfailing love.
How glorious, how beautiful you are.
Seated.
A few weeks ago, a pastor asked me to consider how to expand his vision of encouraging our church's prayer life so that the fruit of prayer and the meditation that we've had over the past few weeks, this is yielded this service tonight. When the Old and New Testament saints faced major problems, crises, persecution, or even major victories, the people assembled themselves together as a body before the Lord to rejoice, to renew, to refocus, to repent, to be reminded, and to be restored to God's will and His plan. In Joshua, after the victories at Jericho, the debacle at Ai, and then the victory at Ai after that, Joshua drew the people together to worship God, to bless the people, to read the Word of God with all its blessings and its cursings on the people. Everyone was involved, even the strangers that were traveling with the children of Israel. So too in the book of Acts, the body of believers gathered to pray for their leader Peter, who was arrested and chained. God's people rightly move out for God from their knees in active obedience. Tonight we desire to submit to God's authority as His people, to seek His plan on our knees or from our knees. This is not a program or some kind of plan that has been brought up by someone else. This is something that should be natural, just like living, breathing, eating. As for a Christian, this should be very natural to us. So through the music and the prayer that we will want to adore our God tonight, we want to be transparent. We want to repent before Him tonight. We want to be motivated to share our God with the world and to be joyously thankful for Him, for He is our life.
Psalm 139, verses 1 through 16. O Lord, You have searched me and known me. You know my sitting down and my rising up. You understand my thought afar off. You comprehend my path and my lying down and are acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word on my tongue, but behold, O Lord, You know it altogether. You have hedged me behind and before, and laid Your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain it. Where can I go from Your Spirit? Or where can I flee from Your presence? If I ascend up into heaven, You are there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, You are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there Your hand shall lead me, and Your right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall fall on me, even the night shall be light about me. Indeed, the darkness shall not hide from You, but the night shines as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to You. For You formed my inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise You, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are Your works, and that my soul knows very well. My frame was not hidden from You when I was made in secret and skillfully wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Your eyes saw my substance being yet unformed, and in Your book they were all written, the days fashioned for me when as yet there were none of them.
Thank you, Sherry. What a
some great reminders, some promises that God's given us there, convicting promises, yes. Well, I'm going to ask you to stand with me once again and to sing, just as we're about to go into just a call to pray and thank God for and adore Him for who He is, adoration. All hail the power of Jesus' name.
To adore our God and His plans. I love the church because it's God's plan to reach the lost. This morning there was a young man who came to our church who didn't sleep all night in mental anguish and fear, and he sleeps during the day and he's afraid at night. But today he came to our church. He was fed spiritually. And I saw complete strangers seek to help him with food, with a job, and even some people took him home and gave him a bath, washed his clothes. That's God's love. And He gets all the glory. So let's adore Him tonight. Let's say these words to Him. We have mics all over the auditorium. And I want you guys to be able to go to these mics, just like popcorn. And if someone is speaking, go ahead, just wait. And wait till they're done, and then you can go ahead. And for the next few minutes, I want us to lift up the name of God. How much do you love Him? Tell Him that you love Him. This weekend we were at a marriage conference, and so many times we don't say those things. We don't tell the person that we love why we love them, how we love them. He is our God. Let's share with Him how much that we adore Him. So would someone like to start us off?
Thank you, Lord, for Your love and for Your grace in my life. I adore You tonight, and I give my life to You. And I want to die to myself and live for You, Lord, every day of my life.
Lord, I thank you that 45 years ago, you called me as a little boy, 10 years of age, to know you as my personal Savior. Thank you for that day. Thank you for who you are and what you've been in my life and for your faithfulness. I love you and help me to die to self every day. Thank you for your great love.
Father God, we thank you from the bottom of our hearts, not only for who you are, but what you did on the cross for us. We thank you also that you got the victory over death. And because that we believe in you, we will never die. We will live with you eternity, for eternity. We thank you for the depths of our heart and help us to be diligent in sharing that good news with those without Christ.
Father, I praise your name tonight for the wonderful God and the wonderful Savior that you have sent to us to redeem each one of us and to draw us to yourself and to be reconciled back to you. Thank you, Lord, for the fact that the heavens declare the glory of God, the firmament shows your handiwork. We thank you, Lord, that you have stooped down and picked us up out of the miry clay and set us upon the rock, even Christ Jesus. I thank you, Lord, so much for your salvation. Thank you, Lord, for the wonder of your grace. I'll never get over it. I just thank you, Lord, that as unworthy as I am, that you continue to love me and use me for your glory. In Jesus' name.
Father, with the psalmist I say, but I have trusted in your steadfast love. My heart shall rejoice in your salvation. I will sing to the Lord because he has dealt bountifully with me. Oh, Father, we have seen your amazing love and goodness in our family, and I praise you. Thank you for counting us worthy. Thank you for opening doors of ministry and opportunity. Lord, thank you for the way that you are at work. You have dealt bountifully, and I praise you.
Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you for your love and your mercy, your grace to me. Thank you that when we are low, that you lift us up, and that we are so undeserving. But we thank you for all that you have done for us in Christ Jesus. I pray that my mouth, my walk, will be to your honor and glory all the days of my life. Amen.
I love you. I love you. I love you. Thank you, Lord, for my salvation and for all the miracles that you have done in our lives. And thank you for the strength that you're giving me to take care of my husband. I love you.
I thank you, Lord, for my life, the fact that I still have it after the things that I've done and been involved with, and the fact that since that day in January when I finally met you, that you have set me free from those things. And as a result, I've committed to you and to your will for my life forever.
And Moses said, I beseech thee, show me thy glory. And God said, I will make all my goodness pass before thee, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee, and will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. We thank you, Lord, that you have shown us mercy and grace and so much goodness in our lives that we do not deserve. Thank you for your forgiveness, your strength, and your love to us.
Father, I thank you for saving me so many years ago and for forgiving me of all of my many sins. I thank you especially for the members of this congregation who have loved Marge and I over the years. Thank you for their kind spirit and for the way that they support one another here in the congregation. So grateful for that, and thank you for that and so many other things, Father. And thank you so much for salvation. It's in Christ's name I pray. Amen.
Oh, Lord, I call upon you. Hasten to me. Give ear to my voice when I call to you. May my prayer be counted as incense before you, thy lifting up of thy hands as the evening offering. Set a guard, O Lord, over my mouth. And Lord, as I'm thinking about this scripture, I'm thinking about the ways that you have been so merciful to me. I pray that you will guard my mouth, that the things that come out of my mouth will be of a beautiful incense to you. And Lord, I thank you for this church family who love us. I thank you for our pastor who cares so deeply about us. I thank you for each one that is a part of this family. And Lord, I pray that as we seek your face, Lord, that you will bring revival to our hearts, that you will speak to us, that you will heal us, and that, Lord, we will be what you want us to be. And especially I ask that I will be what I need to be for you. Thank you.
So Psalm 139 continues, "How precious also are your thoughts to me, O God! How great is the sum of them! If I should count them, they would be more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with you. Oh, that you would slay the wicked, O God! Depart from me, therefore, you bloodthirsty men, for they speak against you wickedly. Your enemies take your name in vain. Do I not hate them, O Lord, who hate you? And do I not loathe those who rise up against you? I hate them with perfect hatred. I count them my enemies. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxieties, and see if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." Transparency begins and ends with the searching hand of our God in our life. And that's something that psalmist understood full well about those things. David certainly lived a spectacular life and had many opportunities to do a variety of different things. He many times made poor choices, but many times he made wonderful choices. But David understood what happened when his intimacy with the Lord was crushed because of his sin. All of us have things that are things we coddle in our hearts. All of us have thoughts that we need to deal with and work out. And ultimately, this is something that comes between us and our God. And so we're asking our God to search us. The word "search" is the very word that was used of the thorough investigation that the Israeli spies made when they went into the land. They turned over every corner. They went through every valley. They looked in great depth. And when he talks about knowing my heart, he talks about a God that has perfect has the ability to have complete and total intimacy in our life, to be able to see all of the areas that are there that shouldn't be there. And so David says, "And if there's a wicked way in me, lead me in the way everlasting." He says, "Father, help me to deal with the things in my life that need to be dealt with, and give me the direction and focus that you want me to have above everything else." If we're to have the revival that Judy talked about a few minutes ago, if God's going to revive us, it's going to begin by all of us individually and collectively coming to terms with where we are spiritually and dealing with the areas that we know that we have disappointed ourselves and we've disappointed our God. So God help us to be working in total transparency.
At this time, I'd like for you to find someone near you, either turn around in your pew, maybe your spouse, maybe a couple of you in groups of threes and fours. I'd like for us to pray and to ask God to forgive us. Maybe there's things that you would like to share with those around you, or as you pray, just be transparent to the Lord. Now is the time. Now is the time to let go of those things. And if you have a heavy burden, now's the time to, as Pastor said, it's the time for us to be revived. We can't serve the world if we are weighted down with our own sin. So let's spend some time together. You can move around. It's okay. For the next 7 or 8 minutes, we'll be focusing on this and asking God to cleanse us.
Father, we thank you for prayer, and we thank you that you're a God of forgiveness, and you love us so much. Lord, you don't overlook things, and we really thank you for that. But you hold us accountable, but we thank you for the blood of Christ, that through our salvation, Lord, you take care of things, and we just commit our hearts to you tonight, and we pray that as this service continues, that you would just work in our hearts, Lord. Help us to be mindful of your presence right now as we pray, and as we continue to just hold our hearts up to you and our lives, we ask you to work in us tonight now. In your precious name we pray, amen.
Change my heart, O God, make it ever true. Change my heart, O God, God's held the oceans in his hands, who has numbered every grain of sand, kings and kingdoms tremble at his voice, all creation rises to rejoice. Behold our God, seated on his throne, come let us adore him. Behold our King, nothing can compare, come let us
It's great to be forgiven, isn't it? And because we're forgiven, we need to proclaim that goodness, that greatness of God to the world. We'll be praying for a few of our ministries tonight. First, because we participated in the Art of Marriage seminar this week, I would ask that you pray for the couples of our church. We learned this weekend that our marriages are living examples of the gospel to our children, to our grandchildren, as Pastor said this morning, and to the world. We'd also like to be to pray for our couples that they'll be submissive to what God wants them to do. And secondly, as the guys put the pictures of the Angola team from last year up before us, many of you participated in that, but we need more volunteers. And this is a great opportunity. Let me just share a few of the prayer requests Mike gave to me tonight. So as we, when we split up into our groups in a few more minutes, I want us to pray for these things. Pray for the Malachi dads that they will continue to grow in God's love and mature as followers of Jesus Christ in a difficult place. For the Returning Hearts celebration, for the weather, the safety, enough volunteers, and most of all for God's blessing. For the inmates who will be participating in that, that they will boldly take advantage of the opportunities to speak the truth into the lives of their children and for the reconciliation to take place. For safety for our team from Grace and from Rocky Face Baptist Church. For God to work in the lives of our volunteers and that we will see anew that God wants to work through us and uses us to share His love with the world. Also, as we think of other ministries, we have our missions, our VBS. As we think about the opportunities that we have this summer, we have a whole group of unsaved people here in our church, and they're our children. We have an opportunity to serve them and show them God's love and draw them into a relationship with Jesus Christ through our VBS. So let's pray that we will have enough volunteers. There's a list of things back on the table in the back that we need to bring in to help out. And we need to pray. Lift them up in prayer from now until the time that VBS starts, that we will pray that these kids will come to know Christ and that we will be the right examples. God has given us a great opportunity to serve them. Let's do that. And lastly, for our missionaries, we have a couple of pictures of our missionaries, the Gladfelters, and also of Melissa Baccarella. We're praying for them specifically tonight because they are making giant changes in their ministries. The Gladfelters will no longer be serving in China. They'll be going to serve in India. We need to pray for them. We all know how difficult transition is, one of the biggest stressors in our lives. And so let's pray for them as they make this transition. They'll be coming home, retooling, and then going back out. They've taken their survey trip, and for some of you, this might be a shock and saying, well, what about Speak this summer? It's going on as normal, but we need to pray for them because this is a huge transition. Also for Melissa. Melissa has been serving faithfully on a team, and she's actually going up in the same city, but going to be near an airport, a large airport, and there's a new ministry that's being started. So pray for her as well. This is new territory. We pray that she'll be submissive to God's will, God's plan for her life, and be able to work as a team, good teammate in that team. So as we look at these things, let's break up into our small groups again, and let's pray for these things. And Paul Shinnefield will close us when it's time. Paul will close us and pray for our missionaries and for our outreach as we want to proclaim God's goodness to us.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this time of worship. When we can come together as a church and seek your face in prayer and praise you for what you are doing, what you have done, and Lord, especially what you will do. We praise you. We praise you. We bow before your throne. And thank you, Lord God, that you love us. You are the only God who loves his people. And I thank you, I thank you, I thank you. Heavenly Father, I pray for the marriages of our church. It's one of those marriages of our church, of those who are here and those who aren't, are part of the foundation of our church. So very important. I pray, Almighty God, for the men and women involved in the marriages here, that you would give them back again the love that they had on their honeymoon. I pray, Heavenly Father, then that you would give them even deeper love. I pray, Heavenly Father, that we as couples would have the sense to turn to you and thank you for what you've given us. Heavenly Father, we believe with all our hearts that you don't make mistakes. You put us together, and with your help and with your power, you can make our marriages special. And so, Lord, for those marriages in our church that are struggling, I pray that you would touch their hearts with great power, and that things would begin to change because of the hand of Jesus. And Lord, there are singles among us. We dare not leave them out because they are important to our ministry. I pray, Heavenly Father, that you would make true your word where you said you will be a husband to them. And I pray, dear Heavenly Father, that they would seek that from you, that they would, in worship and praise, seek that husbandness from you, and that you would respond and bless their hearts and fill their hearts, Lord. And Lord, we praise you for what you're going to do. Heavenly Father, we are excited about the prison ministry, Lord. We are excited about Angola prison, one of the most debauched and evil prisons in our country, where people were killing each other out of hatred and selfishness. And Father, in that hatred and selfishness, you reached down with your hand of power, and you began to touch hearts, and hearts began to be changed and softened. You took away their heart of stone, and you gave them a heart of flesh. And they began to respond to that heart and your power. And they began again to remember their families and their children. And Heavenly Father, you are bringing great men of God up right in the middle of the prison. You are bringing great men of God to be ministers, to love their families, and to want to see their children. And so, Father, we thank you for the ministry of Awana at Angola prison. And we pray for each person from here that's going to go there and minister. We pray, Almighty God, that you would fill their hearts with your love, with your word. You would fill their mouths with your word. And that they would be, the people who go and minister would truly be able to be a blessing to the men that they are with and to the children that they are with. And Father, I pray that this would be a time of great rejoicing when we hear their testimonies and know what you have done. Lord, Vacation Bible School in our church, one of the ministries of our church, is so important. And the children are being taught there. They're being taught new songs that will stay with them. And Father, I pray that this year, as men and women from our church minister to the children of our church and to our neighborhood, I pray, Almighty God, that souls would be saved, that children would turn to Jesus with that wonderful childlike faith and accept Jesus as their Savior and Lord. And I pray, Lord, that because of those decisions, you would change lives, and that parents, unsaved parents, would respond to the change in their children, and we would see many people saved out of the Vacation Bible School. Heavenly Father, be with each person who ministers. Encourage and bless them. And then, Father, I pray for Melissa. Heavenly Father, she's always excited about what you do in her life. And I pray, Heavenly Father, that as she makes this move to new neighbors, new places, new people, I pray, Almighty God, that you would give her back that bright-eyed excitement that she has. I pray, Heavenly Father, that she would be able to continue to minister to the women and men that she has ministered to. And I pray, Father, that you would open up whole new fields of people that she can be a blessing to. Thank you for her, Lord, and what you've done for her. And Lord, give her again the joy and the happiness of serving Jesus in Italy. And then, Father, I pray for the Glad Filters. Lord, give them new excitement like they felt when they went to China. Father, fill their heart with joy and happiness and excitement and anticipation as they go to India, Lord. And I pray, Almighty God, that you will put them in exactly the right place and help them to touch exactly the right people. Praise you, Lord. We praise you, Almighty God, for what you're doing and what you're going to do and for what you have done. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen.
I pray tonight that as we've worshiped together as a family, that this has been an encouragement to you and an opportunity for you to share what God has done. And I think that after we have gone through this, you understand that we have a heart of thanksgiving now, and that I don't think any of us can be quiet and thank the Lord for what he's done. This is just the beginning. And as you notice, we have our prayer boards up here. This one over here is if you want to fast, and there are three meals on those little yellow things, and if you want to skip a meal and pray specifically for the things that we have here in our prayer sheets on Wednesday nights or for our missions, you take one of those, and we're going to continue to do that. And if you have answers to prayer, I want you to put those up there, because we need to thank the Lord. We need to come by and I look and see if there's any new ones on there and say, wow, someone came to Christ. Someone has been healed. God is a good God. Tonight, as we have been worshiping together, I'd like for us to end our time tonight and just thank the Lord. We're going to use the mics now in the aisles. And so if you need to step out and step over someone, go ahead and do that. Get in line. And let's just have a few minutes of thanking God for who he is, what he's done in our lives. Maybe you want to share something that God, in front of all of us, that God has done in answer to prayer. Let's just thank him. Let's just thank him right now. Father, as we come and as we start this time of prayer and thanksgiving, we just want to thank you for who you are, for being our God, for loving us. We thank you for your salvation that is underestimated. Many times, Father, we look at people and we say, oh, that person, they're not going to come to Christ. But I was that person, Father. I'm so glad you saved me, and I'm so thankful for what you've done for me. I thank you for this church. Lord, we are so blessed. So many wonderful ways to serve you and to mesh together to be a sweet-smelling savor to you, Father. And I'm so thankful for our pastor and for our church. Lord, just help us tonight. Thank you for this time. And as we continue to thank you, Lord, may your name be exalted. Amen.
Thankful, Lord, that you saved me at a young age of 8 years old. I'm thankful that you placed me in a Christian family that made sure that I heard the gospel. Thank you, Lord, for my Christian parents. And, Lord, I thank you for this church and the true preaching of your word that we hear each week. I just thank you, Lord.
Father, I thank you for 9 months ago when I had no clue that my life was almost over, Father. You enabled us to discover the problems and were able to find somebody that could do the heart surgery and could extend my life. I thank you for rescuing my life, Father, in Jesus' name.
Preserving my daughter Becky's life a week ago tonight, and thank you, there are no serious injuries.
Dear God, thank you for this day you've given me, and thank you for my family that they could adopt me, and thank you for the life that you put me with, the Christian family. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Father, I just want to thank you that you are a God of hope, that no matter what the circumstances, and sometimes when we look at other people and we think they have it all together, but no matter who it is, there are times when we need other people. Most of all, we need you, and you are there, that you give us hope, you give us encouragement, and Lord, we just thank you in Jesus' name.
Lord, thank you that, thank you for the trials. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for the mercies you've given us. Thank you that you could test our hearts, and it's only through your Spirit that we could even have a glimpse of your faithfulness towards you. Thank you for my family. Thank you for the support of them and just the love that they've shown me. Thank you for just the friends that I have here at Grace, and the support they give to me and my family and the love they show my family and my wife. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you so much for this wonderful day, this opportunity that we have to come together, to come to you, Lord, because what Jesus did on the cross, because we can come directly to you, Lord, and the price that you pay, sometimes we don't remember, we don't understand, we fail to. Lord, help us, help me to see your face, to walk with you, to serve. And thank you for my husband, my family, and this church. They opened their arms to us. And we're surrounded by so much love in these people, this church. Thank you, Lord. Thank you so much. And we ask in this moment that any person who has any resentment in anybody in this church or anybody in the family, this is the moment. We ask for a healing. Healing that we know we have so many we carry in our lives, so many things that it's not worth it to carry. Right now we ask that they open our hearts, and whoever had resentment with when the child was a child or teenager or any part of their life, Lord, this moment release. And thank you for saving me. Thank you for using my youngest son to bring us to know you. We love. We want to serve you. We want to tell these people and tell you that we want to serve you. Thank you so much for your blessing. In Jesus' name, amen.
Heavenly Father, I'm thankful for the beauty that is that's in the world around us. Thank you for this time of year and the things that bloom and the beautiful witness we have. And we thank you for music and all these things that you've put in the world to show us what you are like. And I thank you for the opportunity to be here today and participate in the singing and the worship. And we pray that as we go out and each day, the things that we see around us will just remind us of you and of your goodness.
So, Heavenly Father, here I am in a wheelchair. And all those years ago, you saw that doctor when I look at me square in the face when I was 17 and say I wouldn't live to be 25. And Father, here I am, part of the lots and lots of gray that Rebecca mentioned this morning. I've had the chance to know a wife who loves. I've had the chance to see my children grow up. And you did that, and you are still doing it for your own purposes. And Father, I praise you that I can be part of that. What an exciting adventure. Heavenly Father, thank you. When I was 7 or 8 years old, you touched my heart and I responded to you. And I went forward and I accepted Jesus as my Savior. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that even a child can know Jesus. Father, thank you for the hope of heaven. And Father, when I touch down on heaven's golden streets, I will be running and leaping and praising the Lord. And God, I'll be perfect. We can't even contemplate perfect. But in heaven, when I see you face to face, I'll be perfect. Thank you, Almighty God, for that promise.
Dear God, we do thank you for the time that we've had tonight to come and praise you and worship you. As little William was praying a few minutes ago and thanking you for the wonderful family that has adopted him and loved him, how my heart just began to thank you for how you take us in and you adopt us as your children. And we thank you that it's nothing of ourselves. You love us and you give to us over and over and over again because you love us. We thank you for that tonight. And as we finish, Lord, this time tonight, I pray the song that we sing, as the chorus says, thank you for the cross, I pray that it will just be our heart's prayer and a gratitude that's coming from within to say thank you for what you've done for us, Lord. Thank you for the cross.
Jesus Christ, I think upon your sacrifice, you became nothing, poured out to death. Many times I've wondered at your gift of life, and I'm in that place once again. Yes, I'm in that place once again. And once again I look up. Once again I thank you, once again I pour out my love. And now you are exalted to the highest place, King of the heavens, where one day I'll bow. And but for now, I marvel at this saving grace, and I'm full of praise once again. Yes, I'm full of praise once again. And once again I look upon the cross.
good night, huh? I'll tell you what, it's a blessing. And we've got three more of these planned. I think Memorial Day, just after graduation, we'll have one on that Sunday evening. And then, don't remember where the middle one is in the summer, but then on Thanksgiving, we're planning a bang-up Thanksgiving service this year. And so some of you are thinking about dessert, but it'll be other things, too, that you'll be thankful for, too. But I'm thankful for dessert. Let me say we've had several really, we had some hard months financially, January and February, and then March was a real good month, and they tell me that April was headed in the right direction. We have today's offering and next week's offering, and so just to remind you about those needs and those areas to think and all. So we'll ask the men to come at this time. So, Father, thank you for all that you've done for us, and thank you indeed for the cross. In Jesus' name, amen.
Wow, glorify thy name in all the earth. To sing that again soon. You kind of get, there's so many songs, it's just hard to remember them, but what a wonderful chorus that is. Paul, you can come ahead, and I'm going to give a couple announcements, and then I'll turn it over to you just for a second. Sorry we have to do this, but we need to keep making this announcement about the Constitution, but let me remind you of a couple of things. Mike Swanson and myself need your help on Tuesday evening at 5 o'clock. If you can help, if you fill up to laying a little bit of sod. We have about 15 pallets of sod coming for the front lawn out here. So if you can help us do that, we're going to meet at 5 o'clock. The Walk for Life is this Saturday. Registration forms are in the lobby if you need them. And then don't forget the concert this Friday evening. The Sidewalk Prophets and Josh Wilson will be here. And that starts at 8. Is that right? 7 o'clock. You can get your tickets online. You may be able to get them here at the door, but I wouldn't count on that. I think that's all I have, Paul.
Sort of anticlimactic, but sort of a matter of integrity to do what we're supposed to do, and by doing it enough times here, we'll know why we don't want to do it anymore, so that's what we're trying to get out of. Difficult to see in the picture, but we were talking about the rainbow. I wish I'd had it this morning. Several years ago, I was working in the missions house in an afternoon, came out in a thunderstorm and saw a rainbow that I couldn't get in one shot that went all the way from the elementary school over past the office. I had to crop it to see where you are, but elementary on the left, it was a continuous bow on the whole thing. That was about as close as I could get to it, but good after our reminder of the rainbow this morning, and here it was right above this church. Next week, we'll talk about amending the Constitution as follows. This Constitution may be amended by 2/3 vote of the active members present at any regular or special meeting. provided as before that the proposed draft amendment has been conspicuously posted in the lobby of the church for 3 Sundays preceding the said meeting, and differently, a brief announcement of the proposed draft amendment is made during the Sunday morning church service for 3 Sundays preceding.
Well, that's a great picture, Paul. Thank you. You know, a couple things get away from me from time to time. One is you may want to check with some of your youth and find out how the retreat and all went. I haven't heard all of the details and everything, but I'm sure they'll have some reports that you might be interested in getting. And the other one is Don Arnold is still in Fiji. And, you know, he has, they're developing an opportunity to be able to pass out Bibles in all the public schools there. So that's going to be a neat opportunity. So Don's going to be making pictures and doing all sorts of things, doing Don stuff. And so I'm sure it will be interesting. And if you've ever seen Don with his CNN and all of this kind of stuff, I don't know where he gets all of this stuff that he wears. But, I mean, he looks really semi-official. And so anyway, great night. Thanks for coming, and the Lord bless you. Have a great, great week.
Thank you for worshiping with us today. Grace Baptist Church exists to glorify God by knowing Him through His Word, loving Him through worship and obedience, and serving Him by caring for others. For more information about our ministries, please go to www.aboutgracebaptist.org. See you next time.